A chance to watch the game last night, maybe pulling for Seattle a little bit or anything?
Like that? You know, of course, pulling for Seattle. In that game, I knew they were. They're always tough at home, so I knew they definitely had a chance.
Is it nice, though, not to have to do any scoreboard watching, not to say that you guys usually do, but now if you went out, you know, control your own destiny and all that?
That's the best part of the situation, being able to control our own destiny and, come this time of the year, we want to be able to control our own destiny. So far, we've set ourselves up really, really good. And like I said, we just want to continue to build on what we've done so far.
Curious, how big of a deal is getting home field advantage for you guys in the playoffs?
For us, it's huge. For some teams, they don't always play that well at home. But for us, with the fan base we have here and just the way we play at home, it's huge for us to be able to stay here in the playoffs and be indoors.
Is that one of the motivating factors for you guys, though, kind of in these last four games?
We're motivated regardless of whether it's home field advantage or not. We're very motivated right now, and we just want to, get home field advantage and, of course, make the playoffs.
But how motivated like to be indoors? Because the last playoff game you recall you played was -6.
Very motivated to be indoors. Anytime you can play indoors and take the weather out of the game is always a good thing.
Was yesterday kind of like a statement win just based on how this team won?
It was a big win. I don't know if you say statement, but it was definitely a big win. Like you say, we grinded it out. It was a four-quarter game. Showing people that we can play a full four-quarter game offensively and defense and also on special teams was a great team win. And those are the most important ones. And it's all about being hot at the right time of the year.
Jerry, you look around now. Everyone's talking about things that you guys probably already stayed around in. This is probably a difficult situation to start blocking.
I'll tell Chris all the time. We don't listen to the outside. No. we're not drinking. Yeah, exactly. See, but you know what? We're not drinking the Kool-Aid. In here, it's all that matters. What we think about ourselves, how we feel about each other in here. Of course, we love our fans and we love all the support. But if we were losing right now, who would be with us? So the true fans, of course, we love, but it's all about us in here.
What does it say about this team? Obviously, they go at home, but go on the road and make maybe some better practice for the player. But just the way that, how uncomfortable they look in their home building, that kind of banned what you guys were doing, both on offense and
you know, that's just one thing we want to do. We want to be able to apply pressure, I guess you can say, to other teams and make them do things that they're not used to doing. With us on offense, it's all about trying to keep the ball away and being able to, convert on third down and get the ball to our playmakers. And if we get a lead, our defense can pin their ears back and do what they need to do with the great, defensive line we have. If we can get a pass rush and our secondary is locking things up.
Jairus, what do you think makes this offense so good on third down?
Just first of all, offensive line, they're playing lights out. You can't say enough good things about those guys and the way they play and how tough they are. The run blocking, if you watch some of the plays, they're completely moving the line. And if you can win up front, then I feel like you can win anywhere else. And Case has been playing great. Both running backs are lights out, and receiving core and tight ends are all doing a great job right now. So our success goes to, first our offensive line and then our playmakers.
The success in the red zone, I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot of things that go into that, but what do you feel like are the biggest factors to just the consistency of being able to score touchdowns and not field goals?
You get in the huddle in the red zone, you just look in everybody's eyes and you can tell that it's important to everybody. And we know how important it is to score touchdowns in the red zone. And you see when we score in the red zone how the game goes. The key is basically keeping the chains moving in the red zones. Anytime you get a first down in the red zone, I think it's a very high percentage that you'll score. First, it's converting on third downs and when we get in the red zone, it's all about putting it in. And we've emphasized it all year.
When you say emphasize, I've heard a couple of other guys say that. What does that mean when you emphasize it? Does that show up in practice?
We've worked on it a lot in practice, and we continue to. And like you say, in meetings, we go over everything to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And the coaches have done a great job of putting us in a good position.